something that we don't see a lot of as players staying with the one club for that length of time.
No, it's not nowadays anyway, it isn't, you know, Pádraig, but, you know, the club has been phenomenal to me over the 10 years that I've been here, and the stint I played in Scotland for the year, you know, it was very good over there, but Paul Hegarty saved me then, so he did with Finn Harps, and I'm here since.
Tell us a wee bit about that. You went over to Scotland, you were a fairly young fellow, like you were 17 years of age, I think it was, or maybe 16.
16, yeah.
And heading over there, how big of a factor was that from a family point of view, first of all? No doubt mum and dad were a wee bit weary of it.
My mum was anyway, I don't know about my dad, but it was great to get a chance to go over. You know, I played with the under-17 Ireland team in the Foyle Cup, and Steve McNutt and Tom Mohan managed them, and Joe Boyle, he came up to me after we won that, and he says that there's a man here looking to speak to your dad. It was a Hearts scout, so after that anyway, they signed me up and went over for a year, and it was lonely, but sure, it's, you're young, you're 16, you're moving away from your family and your everything else, you know, and leaving school to go over there. But no, it was good, you know, it's an experience, so it is. But as I say, I'm glad now to be back with Finn Harps and done what we've done.
Tell me about that experience you went over. There's a lot of young guys within the county who are constantly trying to get across the water. You got across there. Was it everything that you thought it was going to be? Or?
It's like people say, it is very, very tough. You know, I had to be in the club for 7:30 in the morning. You know, signed in, training, everything. You had your gym first in the morning. Then you had a rehab session. And then you had to go then. And like you were training with the first team players. You're looking around the grounds at Heriot Watt University, and there's like maybe 12, 15 pitches, and you just don't know which one you're on in the morning until you see the team there. But even around the complex where we were training, it was amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. So if anyone got a chance to get away there now, I would really, really, really try and say, get across, take your opportunity when you do get one.
Yeah, and tell me about what reasons did you come back home again? Was it your own choice?
Yeah, it was my home choice, you know. I got it tough, so I was homesick, so I was, and then I came back, and as I say, I'm still here now and with Finn Harps. But as I say, it's very hard when you're over here, and the way I always explain it in times with other people was, you're in, it's like that film Lost in New York, Home Alone. You're right in the middle of Scotland, you know, you don't know what you're doing.
And possibly trying to understand them too.
Well, that's another part of it.
And most people don't see that. They hear about, you know, lads heading away and getting that opportunity, but just not clicking when they go over. It can be very, very tough and lonely, as you indicated.
Oh, definitely. You know, I was in digs with an elderly lady, and there was another boy there, Dimitri Koppel. And a few, Sean Kelly was over as well in the same house as me. But as I say, it's the loneliness is the hardest part of everything there, you know. But I would love to try and get another rap at it again, so I would. But I'm not getting no younger.
Is there any doubts from that? Is there something you thought, maybe if you're a wee bit older, maybe you might have made it, or, you know, from that point of view?
Oh, I definitely. If I hadn't over when I was about maybe a year later, 17, maybe I would have had a better chance to stay on. And, you know, it's just because I was just so young. And had a wee sister there. She was only, I think it was 1 or 2 when I moved away, and I missed her as well. And, you know, but as I say, it is really, really tough.
Yeah, from that point of view then, suppose you're coming back to Donegal, back to your home county, you establish yourself within the Finn Harps team. Look, and you've been there ever since, and it's obviously something that you're very, very proud of.
Oh, definitely. You know, I came back here in 2009, Pádraig, and as I say, I'm here since with Finn Harps since, and, you know, I'm back to Deal College in Raphoe and sat my junior cert, my leaving cert again. And I think we actually won the Ulster title there when I came back. But
you take credit for that, do you?
I'll say nothing.
No,
it's, you know, come back here then in 2009, signed with the club of Paul Hegarty, and, you know, they've been outstanding with me since then. I have really started with them then, you know.
Tell me about your time getting back into football here in Ireland. Was there a difference about how you played your game when you came back?
I was like, when I was over there, I was playing with 17s and time in Scotland. You know, when I came back here then, it's not really like you're training full time over there. And with Finn Harps, it's part time. And it's not the step up that a it's coming back to play senior level, where I was over there, I was playing junior and senior, but like training two nights a week, it's not really the same. You'd rather play full time, but as I say, it's just the way the club is at the minute, and hopefully try and get full time soon.
Back up to the Premier with Finn Harps, massive couple of weeks there for the club. We touch on the under-17s, they're huge success. I've been speaking to Declan here on the show a number of times, but what he's done at under-17 level, what's happening at under-19 level, and of course the seniors, it's really on an upward curve at Finn Park currently.
Oh, I see, even with us, the under-17s train with us there, so they do, and you know, they don't look out of shape or nothing with us. They're coming in, they're doing their job and everything else, but Friday night was unbelievable for us, so it was class. Great to get up there now, and that's promoted twice in 4 years and beating Limerick in the two of them.
Yeah, and going into that game, you took a bit of confidence, but you're going to Limerick as well. They're at home. You just don't know what's going to happen.
No, definitely not. You know, they're at the end of the day, they're the Premier Division side. So they were. You know, there was talks about them being, they might have been playing Bray, but it doesn't matter who you have to play against. It's still 11v11 at the end of the day on the pitch.
And no doubt, Ollie kept your feet firmly on the ground going into that game.
Ah, definitely he did. You know, Ollie's the work really does for the club as well as the team and everything else. It's outstanding, so he is.
Tell me now about what's the testimonial year about. You have a couple of events I'm going to bring in. We have one of the Finn Harps former chairman here, Joey O'Leary. Joey, thanks for joining us on Highland Radio Sunday Sport, and no doubt it's a special time for Kieran and for the club to actually hold this occasion for him.
Yes, it is, Patrick. Thanks very much for letting us come in here today to talk to you. Kieran has been a great servant to the club. You know, comes home from Scotland and signs with Finn Harps, has had numerous opportunities to possibly move on, and certainly other managers in the country were after him. You know, during that time, we're happy now to obviously put together a committee to celebrate his testimonial year. And to date, we've had a very successful golf classic in Belfast, Eastern Order. And next weekend, now we're having a testimonial dinner dance. And we will have a testimonial football match in the spring of 2019.
And hopefully there'll be a few older heads that might come out for that one. Maybe, Kieran, some of your ex-teammates?
Oh, aye, hopefully. You know, we have a few tickets sold already for the lads, you know, and we're waiting and word back from a few people, you know. Hopefully a few ex-managers will come up and show their face on the night as well. Well, we'll not say who they are. There's been a few.
Well, look, Kamir, as I say, you get an opportunity to see how good, what kind of shape they've kept themselves in. But we'll come back to that 10 years playing with Finn Harps. What has been the highlights for you? I suppose Friday night would be up there.
Friday night, you know, and the first playoff we had, or the first promotion against Limerick and Finn Park when BG scored the winner that night. You know, it was a packed house, you know, and even there on Friday night down in Limerick, the fans were unbelievable, you know. There was about 300-400 or whatever down, there could be more. But you know, that's unbelievable. So it is, like, the feeling. Still feeling today.
I'm sure there's plenty still celebrations going on. But coming back to the event, where can people get tickets and how can they purchase them? Suppose we have Denise here as well, Denise O'Neill, the former treasurer. Denise, can you let us know and our listeners know exactly where that can happen?
Thanks, Parik. Well, we're delighted to help Kieran with his testimonial year. As Joey already said, we're having a dinner dance on Friday night Saturday night in the Radisson Blue and Letterkenny. The tickets are €40 each. We hope it'll be a celebration not only of Kieran's time in the club, because he's been a brilliant servant, but also a promotion party for all the fans and all the players to come along and just really finish off what has been a couple of very important weeks in the club. Tickets are available. We have a Facebook page, people can log on there, they can direct message Kieran or any member of the committee, we can get them in. Michael Murphy Sports has them, the clubhouse has them. You can pay at the you can contact the Radisson Blue as well, and they have tickets available there. But if you go onto our Facebook page, you'll find all of the outlets there that have the tickets.
Okay, we'll look forward to that, and many thanks to yourselves coming up, and Kieran, congratulations on back to the Premier once again for Finn Harps, and a big thank you to Joy and to Denise O'Neill coming up from Finn Harps this afternoon. That was Kieran Call of Finn Harps, and yes, as indicated, you can get all the details there up on Finn Harps' website and the face page, which is dedicated for Kieran's milestone, his testimonial year. It has to be said, a fantastic achievement there.